Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain complex continued its weakness, especially for the Midwest crops that are being harvested right now. Corn closed 1.25 lower in December at 3.30 1/4. While November new crop beans were down 19 cents at 9.38. They closed about 5 cents off of the low. The low today was 9.34 1/4, which would be a new contract low for the November beans. Still a lot of people out there saying that with harvest here and very good yields up to this point, the thing will probably just keep inching lower. Now, it is oversold, so if you're one of those guys that watches charts, and looks at the different momentum indicators, the RSI is down to 17%, which would indicate that it would be a momentum stop and actually slow down on the downtrend at this point. But it hadn't happened yet. The corn, same thing. New lows again today. New contract lows for the Deese corn. Seems like that's been the case ever since the beginning of May. We're about 35 cents below the moving average, and the RSI is at 24%. Both of those would indicate that it could stop going down and rebound, just purely on a chart reader perspective. And wheat futures closed the day neutral after selling off for the last few months.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We have today's crop progress and condition report. The idea is that it's going to be somewhere between 12 and 15% harvested for corn, which is a really good rate. Bean harvest about 5% complete. As harvest yields come in, it seems like everybody's above average. People are saying above 50 bushels an acre now for beans, where they were around 45, 46. And then corn is inching 175, 180. Of course, the USDA may have a different story, but that's the idea at this point, is the big crop just keeps getting bigger. Now, if you look at the 6 to 10 day forecast, neutral rain, a little bit higher than normal temps. The longer term, 8 to 14, higher rain and higher temps. Now, Egypt did buy some wheat from us here in the U.S., 55,000 metric tons for October 21st through the 31st. Now, that's the first purchase since February. So the fact that Egypt's back in the market buying our wheat is a really good sign going forward, and hopefully a sign of better things to come. And that was what lifted up the Deese futures, as the delivery date on that was such a short notice, kept wheat futures positive. In exports today, wheat was neutral, while corn and beans were higher than expected.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle down 12 at 155.50, December down 5 at 158.65. October feeder cattle up 55 at 229.27, November up 110 at 227.42. October lean hogs 132 higher at 107.30, and December up 85 at 95.70. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat unchanged at 560 1/4, March down 3/4 at 565 1/4. 4.25. December Chicago wheat up 2.25 at 476.75. December corn down 1.25 at 330.25. March down 1.5 at 342.75. November soybeans down 18.75 at 938.25. In January down 19.5 at 945.75. October cotton 113 lower at 64.86, and December down 180 at 62.59. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.